thank you for tuning in to the Covenant Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the teaching and preaching of God's Word. The Covenant Podcast is a ministry of Covenant Baptist Church located in Indianapolis, Indiana. And now, here is today's speaker.
Well, good morning, listeners, and welcome to the next installment of the Chronological Survey of the Old Testament, where we are traveling together through the timeline of the Old Testament scriptures, 45 minutes at a time. I am your host. My name is Kent Welch, and I am honored and excited that you have joined me today. Please stay tuned for the next 45 minutes to MBVOA Radio in Monrovia, Liberia, and send your texts, emails, and phone calls with any comments or questions that you have. I very much enjoy reading your comments and engaging with you on the questions that you send in, so please keep them coming. Because during the first few minutes of each broadcast, I like to dedicate time to answer at least one of those questions that I have received during the week. So I hope you're doing well today. I hope you're ready for the broadcast, and I hope you're excited to learn something more about God's Word. So today, in our question session at the beginning, the question I would like to respond to is a difficult one, but it's also one that I think many of you may be wondering about yourself. If you're not wondering about it now, I believe that perhaps you have wondered about it in the past, or may yet wonder about it at some point in the future. I would like to read to you the letter that I received with this week's question, so that you have some context for the question before I attempt to answer it. It's a difficult letter to read and hear, and the pain that comes through, but we want to read it to you this morning. The letter begins, "Hello, Pastor Welch. I find this program to be a blessing to my country, most especially at this time. The Civil War in my country damaged many people. War is a terrible thing. When I was just 10 years old, I was taken away from my parents and given to rebels in my town to fight. My parents tried to plead for me not to be taken, believing that I would have to kill as a result of being taken by the rebels. I had no choice but to obey them. The war lasted for 14 years. I got free at the age of 24. I have managed to go back to school, but things have not been working for me." And here's the question that he asks: "Do you think God is punishing me for the things I did in the war? I hope you receive this message soon." And then he signs his name, and I would actually like to leave his name out this morning. But I appreciate this letter and hope that the Lord will help us as we attempt to address the question. Reading a letter like this one is difficult. I have two sons myself, and I cannot imagine what it must have been like for so many of you and others who have experienced such terrible things during the Civil War that lasted so long in Liberia. My prayer is that God would heal the wounds and bring the nation of Liberia together like never before, and that all would vow to never return to the dark days of the war that took so many precious and irreplaceable lives. Now, in answer to the question, a few things might be said. First, we must understand that we cannot always trace the struggles we face in life to a specific sin or collection of sins from our past. When things are not going easy for us, or when they're not going well for us, we do sometimes wonder if God is punishing us for some wrong that we have committed. However, in the book of Job, we read about a man who suffered greatly, not because of his sins, but actually because of his godliness. But looking at Job's circumstances, it was easy for people to assume that God was punishing him. Job's friends ask him again and again, "Job, what have you done to deserve the punishment of God in your life?" Job had lost all his wealth. He lost all his children. He lost his health and became outwardly a mere shell of the man that he had once been. But at the same time, we read that God himself had pointed Job out to Satan as being a man who lived a life in the fear and service of God. Job himself, though, was at the sometimes confused and questioned why he was experiencing the suffering that had come his way. What we see in this is that our external circumstances do not always tell the whole story. And I believe that actually the truth is that our external circumstances very rarely tell the whole story. God does allow struggle in our life. God does actually at times bring struggle in our life. But God's purpose for allowing struggle in our life is to bring us closer to Him. When a parent punishes a child, the desire of the parent is to bring the child back into fellowship and show the child the error of their ways, because the parent knows that that is what is best for the child that they love, so that they might see the problems that will follow them throughout their life if their behavior is not corrected. So in a similar fashion, God uses our struggles in life to bring us closer to Himself and to teach us important lessons. Because what we have to understand is that we are either holding on to God or we're holding on to something in this life. And God knows that all the things in this life will one day pass away. And so He calls us to Himself and often uses struggle to do so. So what I would say in answer to this question first, this question, is God punishing me for my past sins when things aren't going well? Is that it's nearly impossible for me to answer that question with certainty. I cannot know for certain if the answer is yes or no. Further, I don't believe anyone else can answer with certainty either, though a lot of people might claim that they have that ability. But what I can answer, what I can say, is that struggle in our lives should be addressed in prayer and meditation on the Word of God. And if indeed God is bringing struggle and difficulty to your life to call your attention to unrepentant sin, then thank Him for the struggle and His desire to get your attention. Then pray for God's forgiveness sincerely and ask God to give you the peace that is found only in His forgiveness. I might also briefly mention here that there is a great difference between God's chastisement, God's correction, God's conviction of sin. There's a great difference between those things and what we might call Satan's accusations. Satan has been called the accuser of the brethren, and he makes accusations. And we need to be careful that we distinguish the difference in our lives between God's chastisement, God's correction, God's loving and benevolent correction of sin in our life, from Satan's accusations. They can sometimes appear or even feel in some ways similar, but there is a big difference between the two. And the question might be asked, how can I know the difference? Well, God's chastisement is designed to bring us to repentance, which is followed by forgiveness and joy and peace. Satan's accusations are designed to lead us to despair and a feeling of hopelessness. And so if you feel only despair, it's at least possible that you might be listening to Satan's accusations and not God's chastisement. Now, we will feel broken when God chastises us. We should. When we have sinned and we understand that, certainly when God comes to us in the first place, and we're going to talk more about that today, about this topic today, when He comes to us and convicts us of sin for salvation, that is a brokenness of heart, and it hurts, and it's a burden, but it doesn't end there. It's not designed to stay there. God does not want it to stay there. He brings that conviction and guilt for sin in our lives, but He does not leave it there. He then calls upon us to repent and turn from ourselves, and turn fully to Him. But when Satan brings to our attention all the sins of our past, and it's a favorite tool of his, His desire is that we stay focused only on our sin, so that we will not look for the solution in Christ. But the good news of the gospel message is that there is hope for all of us in Christ. His blood is sufficient for each of us, no matter what our past sins might be. Finally, in response to this question, before we get into our study today, know that our present circumstances should never determine our joy and contentment. What do I mean by this? If we know God, if you know God, then you know, because the Word tells us, and God does not lie, that He is working to bring about only good things. Sometimes difficult times must come in order for us to see the good things. But we must trust God to allow difficulties in our life. You must trust God to allow difficulties in your life as He, God, sees fit, and leave results and circumstances with Him. If you do this, you'll be far less likely to make a connection between your current, temporary, earthly circumstances that may be difficult and burdensome, and the eternal joy that God has promised to those who know Him. The struggles of this life will be but the briefest of shadows, and will be quickly forgotten when we see the light of the city, Jesus Christ, shining eternally in heaven. I hope that helps, at least in some way, answer the question whether we can determine and tell if God is punishing us when our lives run into trouble and difficulty and trial. The answer is only found in prayer to God, and so I would point this listener that has written in, again, I appreciate so much him doing so, pray that God would be with him and answer his question, because only God is the one that can truly answer it. And I hope that we've encouraged you to go to Him, and I hope that we've encouraged all of us to think about our struggles in a biblical way, in a way that God has revealed to us in Scripture that we ought to. Because struggle is just a part of this life, and God has allowed it so that we might realize and see that our hope, our confidence, our meaning, our purpose, our lives must not be founded upon the things of this life only, and really not of things of this life at all, but upon the things of Him and heaven and eternity.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to today's program. Please visit us at www.covenantmbc.com to access our podcast archive and learn more about the ministry of Covenant Baptist Church. Visit us on our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/covenantinindy.